Hello, everyone. Welcome to Peter Peter Real Estate Show. I'm your host, William Morales. And on today's show, I have Lindsay Phillips, CEO and captain of Smooth Sailing Business Growth. Lindsay, thank you so much for being on Peter Peter Real Estate Show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Nice to meet you.
Well, listen, it's my pleasure. So, Lindsay, tell us a little bit about yourself. One of the questions I always like to ask an entrepreneur, were you always an entrepreneur? Was that in your blood at the age of five?
Not at all. I was like a little introvert and I loved history and art. And then just your path takes you in the weirdest directions. And I ended up running a business with a couple of partners when I lived out west in Canada, exporting vehicles to the States and doing customs and DOT and all that weird stuff. And then I got out of having my own business when I had my first son. And then after I had kids, I was just itching. I'm like, I can do better. I want more free time. I know I can earn more money. And so started out as a part-time VA, burning the candles at both ends. And then I quit my part-time job and dove into my business and
Right. Back.
It's been, I guess it's been 10 years. Oh my God.
Right.
I know.
Wow, that long. It doesn't seem that long, right? I mean, it flew by so fast.
Because it's changed so much, right? Like I was just a VA and then I had a VA firm and then morphed into content marketing. And then of course have over the years gotten into the real estate investing sphere and just started attracting a lot of those types of clients and helping them with marketing. Business always changes, right? Which is a good thing.
Yeah, I can't complain about that. So when did you start your business? When did you start?
I guess it was when I launched my company and I finally like kicked my other job to the curb and was like full on in. I would say about 8 years ago. I always judge it by how old my daughter is. How old is
Makes
she?
Sense.
When was she? It was just me. And then I got more team members and I just expanded from there. So there's about 11 or 12 of us right now on the team and dealing with different clients around the globe.
You know, when I looked at your website earlier, you know, I like how you have it structured, build your authority, build stronger relationships, and attracting, you know, convert more clients. So let's talk about build your authority. How do we do that? Like what is it that we need to do as entrepreneurs to build our credibility, to our authority? Mm-hmm. Any suggestions you would can make to us?
Yeah, there's a lot of pillar strategies that you can use. And the first thing you need to do, which I found really tough myself, is putting yourself out there, like your face, your, you know, visibility and like going live on Facebook and not being afraid to speak out and make connections. Like you can't crawl under a rock and expect to grow your business and you're just going to have to like, you know, suck it up, so to speak. I was petrified of doing a podcast and videos. But I did it anyways. So speaking of that is just getting live on Facebook and talking about what you know. And if you share your content and your knowledge and your strategies and your tools, people will start seeing you as an expert in that thing. And then you want to either host your own podcast or be a guest on other people's podcast. Because you were then looked at as the go-to expert on this, you know, whether you're, you know, into notes investing or you've got education or events or you just want to be the expert in syndication or whatever that may be. You want to be kind of considered the go-to person. And honestly, when you're on podcast shows and you're live on Facebook, and if you've got your own podcast show, or maybe you start guesting on summits, people think that, oh my God, I see you everywhere. And it's that buzz factor and it's that visibility that automatically lends you that credibility and builds your authority up. And of course, the more that you podcast and the more that you guest on other people's shows, the more opportunities come to you. Like I've spoken now on various stages, virtual or in person, I've guested on summits and what have you, and the doors just naturally open. And of course, the biggest one is writing a book, which of course is the hardest one in my eyes.
I agree. I mean, I write a blog and I'm like, oh my God, I and to think you got to write maybe 300 to 500 words. I'm like, where the hell am I going to come up with 300 to 500 words? You know, but I like the idea of Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. I like to writing a book or at least an ebook, definitely sharing content. So should we do that often, 2, 3, 4 times a week, or whenever we were available, once a week? Is there a limit or a minimum that we should do to keep ourselves out there, as they say, out there?
Yeah, I get that question all the time, and there's definitely not a max. I mean, some people go live twice a day, because you know, if someone's not around at that point and they don't see that one, they'll see another one. The key thing is consistency. I do know, I have a couple of clients actually in the real estate investing sphere, and he was going live every Friday at the exact same time, and he built up such a great audience, and he grew his podcast through doing that because he kept sharing, and then he was using it as a podcast, and then he podcasted. But just having that repetition and that consistency, people look forward to hearing you. They look forward to hearing your podcast every week. They look forward to a new article, whatever it may be. And honestly, it's a numbers game, right? The more you're in people's faces, the more they're gonna, they may not be ready that second, but you're warming them up. You're building that relationship. You're nurturing them. You're showing them that you care, that you know what you're talking about. And when they are ready, then they'll feel like they know you already and say yes.
How important is email marketing? Do we use email marketing also to, you know, if we have a list of, you know, we go to networking events, you get business cards, or, you know, we connect through LinkedIn or Twitter, whatever, and we collect emails. Should we send out email content as well? You know, like whatever we have on our podcast or YouTube, do we add that separately to an email list? What do you think about email?
Heck yeah. You must have been reading my mind, because I paused and I was going to keep talking about email. I went, no, I'll stop for a second and let you ask another question. Absolutely. Because it's all about attracting new leads, right? And the word lead sounds kind of cold, like you're just a number, but you're attracting prospects. You're attracting people. I call them peeps into your circle. Once you attract them through a lead magnet, then you have the opportunity to really nurture that relationship. And that's that relationship building part where email marketing is really crucial. You want to be in front of them as much as you can, but you're going to look at the analytics and see how much bounce back you're going to get, right? Like, I've had a client where they started to email every day and their opt-outs increased, unsubscribes. And so we're like, okay, you know, you're going to naturally have some attrition that first week when you kind of up the ante. But then if you still get a lot of opt-outs, then back off a little bit.
Okay.
Some people think, oh, I should just do it like an e-zine where it's almost like a little magazine and email where it's all pretty, you know, once a month. That is not enough. Like, email at least a couple, 2, 3 times a week. Okay. Because like, I mean, I subscribe to so many people because I love to see how they market. I love to get their tips, and I delete most of them, but every now and then there's a headline where I'm like, ooh, I need to know exactly that. And I open it up and read it. So they may not read everything, and that's okay. But they'll keep seeing your name, right? And they'll keep seeing your content, your subject lines. They will open some, and they will, it's that exposure thing. You're always in their world and you're acting like you're caring. Now, you had a good question and you had some like, should we do this or should we email that? I find a lot of investors, entrepreneurs, they feel like they're stuck for what to email. You know, I don't want to disclose my deals, or, you know, I don't have content all the time. You can email anything. You can email them what you had happen that day. Like, oh, I had a really tough negotiating call, but at the end of it, I had this really good lesson. And it's just like, again, it can be like 10 lines. It doesn't have to be much. if you go live on Facebook, you can share that with your email list the next day and send the link to the post. Like, hey, if you, you know, miss this and you want to know about like due diligence or whatever, you know, click here and watch. And plus you're pushing traffic to your Facebook feeds. If you've got blogs, guests on a podcast, if you've got podcasts, share those, you know, in your emails. You can even email, just ask them a question. Hey man, how you doing? Like, have you got any houses for sale lately? You know, how, you know, whatever it is, how have you been doing? What have you been struggling with? Hit reply. People will reply.
Right. I like the fact, and thank you for clarifying that with the email market, because I've heard do it six, seven days in a row. And I'm like, boy, and I try even like 2 or 3 times and I got a lot of opt-outs. But then I said, okay, I need to provide more content, which I like that you said. And I was thinking, like, even if I see an article on Google real estate related, I could just at least, you know, copy the link and say, hey, look what happened in today's news. Because like you said, it's just keeping yourself out there, whether it's 2 or 3 times a week, which I like, because I was thinking like doing it maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, something like that. But I like the fact 2 or 3 times a week, make sure you provide content. Yes. That's great. So now I want to talk about building stronger relationships. Where do we look for our future partner? That's always the toughest for me, is where to find the same entrepreneurial mind. What are your suggestions on that for building stronger relations? And the second question is, how do we build a stronger relationship? First, how do we find a partner? Second, how do we build a stronger relationship? So that's two questions in one.
I know, right? One thing is, it depends if you're local or you're global, right? Like if you are investing or doing residential or whatever that may be, just within a certain, you know, state, geographical area, it's a little bit different. I definitely believe in making relationships with like associations, organizations, businesses, people that are in your geographical area. Find them on Facebook or whatever platform of choice you have.
Right.
Like them, comment on their pages, share their pages. Because it's always tit for tat, right? Like if you're involved in their lives, they're going to take more of an interest in your life. And don't be afraid to DM them. Like, hey, I saw you posted about this. You know, how's it going with that? Or like, you know, if you need help, I'm always here. Or, hey, I saw you had a question. I thought I'd give you a great resource. Here you go. It's just always think of it as A, having a conversation. B is serving them. Don't think of it as a way to make a sale. If you help people, they will remember you no matter what it is. And being a connector, if you know someone and you're like, hey, I can't help you with this, but I know someone that can, and you share that person with them, they're like, dang, like she's a connector and she's helping me. That's amazing. It'll help extend your reach. And the same holds true if you're not just geographically located, is, you know, if you're on LinkedIn, find those people, like you can search and stuff like that. Find the people that you've been following or that you know are in your niche, or that they can help you or have a working relationship or partner with them or whatever. And just start liking their stuff and messaging and chat. Hey, I love your content. I love what you have to say. You know, and as you start chatting, you say, hey, do you want to have a 5-minute, you know, chit chat? Maybe there's some way we can work together or help each other out. Just be authentic. Like, don't have like a templated email, or you just have to be authentic and just strike a conversation. And then again, keep that vein going. If they do get on your e-list, and make sure that you're nurturing them.
I love
it's
that.
It's time consuming. Not going to lie. It's like frontline stuff where it's like there's no quick cookie cutter way to like make it easy. You like just have to do all that stuff.
No, and I think you're absolutely right, because one is time consuming. You got to build relationships, you got to get to know them, you got to offer something to them, not always ask, you know. Like I get these texts on LinkedIn, Lindsay, and it's always that they're offering their service. I'm like, I don't even know you. I haven't even met you yet. And why are you offering your service? Let me talk to you first. Let me get to know you. So by keeping these relationships active, it's obviously is A, you know, saying hello, or sending out maybe a, I don't know if a postcard, but maybe an email saying, hey, how's it going, whatever. Is that one of the ways that we keep our relationships active? Any other suggestions besides just saying hello, sending a birthday card? What do you think?
Yeah, and just paying attention to what they're posting and asking on social. And then also, if you're in any Facebook groups, you're going to have like-minded people within those groups, right? And so if they're asking questions within the group, don't necessarily wait for the administrator to answer it. If you have a way to help and serve that person, then comment and just say, hey, I've got a great resource. I'm happy to DM you if you want. And then they'll say, yeah, thanks. And then if you DM them, then you take your conversation off to the side and it's more one-on-one. So Facebook groups are a really powerful way to not only gain resources and stuff while you're in the group, but also kind of make those connections. And the more you comment on people's questions and posts, you start looking like, ooh, he's really helpful. He knows a lot of stuff. I might want to, you know, check in. And here's another thing is don't be afraid to ask, like send out an email or do social and say, hey, I'm looking for a couple of people to partner with. Here are my, you know, what I'm kind of looking for. I'm pretty picky, but you know what? I'm putting some feelers out there. DM me if you want to have a conversation.
Okay. I like that. I like the fact about commenting on people's posts, mm-hmm. you know, because at, like you said, you being active and you helping out, even if it's not asked of you, but you could volunteering, hey, you know what? I saw this post, maybe you could look at it, or I have someone that might be able to help you out. Yeah. Like I'm always around contractors and the Facebook groups, always looking for contractors. Yeah, I know a couple. Hey, try to reach out to these guys, see what they tell you. So attracting and converting more clients. So how do we attract these clients we are looking for? Is it the age old adage, Facebook ads?
I know Facebook ads are so painful lately with this year has been a little nutty. Facebook ads, yes. And the reason why I like Facebook ads is because it gives you the opportunity of warming up and getting to know a cold audience. So if you're doing Facebook ads or boosting some posts where it's just a blog of yours or a video sharing tips, you're putting that out and looking for like video views, so to speak, to cold audiences. Because if you push out an ad to a cold audience that is a lead magnet, a buy button, or whatever, they're going to be like, oh, I don't know you from Adam. Where if they keep seeing you like kind of in their feed sharing information, and then they're like, oh yeah, I recognize her or him. Mm-hmm. And then when you finally do like a call to action type Facebook ad, they're more likely to convert. So that's helpful. Lost my train of thought. Attracting. Then it's honestly, it's making sure that the content that you're delivering is attracting your ideal prospect. Mm. So think about like when you're like an investor, say you're looking for sellers, buyers, partners, whatever it may be. Think about who you already have right now that are like your favorites. Like, oh man, that turned out we've had a long-term relationship. It's been super lucrative. It hasn't caused me a great deal of stress. They're not a PIA. Like write down all the characteristics of what they're like, how they live, what they do, all the nitty gritty. Think about their pain points and how you served them and how you helped them. That will help drive your content so that your languaging, your messaging, your videos, your topics are attracting those exact same types of people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So do we offer that as, let's say, like a free video? Hey, if they go to our website, they find us, and do we offer like a free PDF or an audiobook or an ebook, whatever? Is that one way that we could attract clients that, hey,
absolutely,
we're giving this information, but we also have other products, or hey, if you got any questions, give us a call or whatever, and we'll answer whatever we can. Is that another way to do it?
Yeah, so that's more the conversion end of things. Okay. So when you're pushing out content, videos, blogs, podcasts, whatever, naturally it's going to push your organic traffic to your website, and that's where you want your call to action. So obviously at the end of the video, hey, you know, like my video or subscribe to my YouTube or go to, you know, reimarketingexperts.com/swipe to get a free blah, blah, blah. So there's a call to action even in the video of pushing them somewhere where they're going to enter their name and their email. Now, I have some investors that don't necessarily have lead magnets, but they want to at least have a conversation with someone or a strategy call to help. So all of their pages on their website, so if it's a blog or a video, the bottom will actually have an image and it will click out to their booking calendar and like, hey, let's hop on a call, let's chat. And then same on the sidebar of that page, or you can have a pop-up. There's different, you know, methods you could do. You want them to take an action, whether it's book a call with you, whether it's opt-in, whether it's sign up for your Facebook group, whatever that may be. As soon as you have their attention, the next step is the conversion to your list.
Okay, I like that. And again, do we... once we get these clients, again, the same thing like we touched base before, 2 or 3 emails a week, and just like I said, just keep active, just make sure, hey, they know we're here, offering free advice or whatever. I love that. Talk about your Facebook group and how did you form it, why did you form it, and how many members you have so far?
It's been slow going, but the summer was a little nutty, and having with COVID, the kids are home and
of course.
I was like, oh my God, how am I going to live through this? but I've been blessed with business still going strong. So
that's good.
It's reimarketinggroup.com. And again, I'm connected with a lot of real estate investor people out there, coaches and so forth, have spoken at, you know, Note Camp and such. And I just really saw that they struggled with their marketing. And I felt like I could help, you know, kind of break down content marketing to make it really simple and also deliver a done for you program where they can just not have to deal with it. They just grab and go. So did the Facebook group with my friend, Aaron Hughes, who's a real estate investor copywriter. And so I think we're at a couple of hundred now. Again,
that's
I
good.
Haven't really, to be quite honest, I haven't put a lot of time in the summer.
Well, you had a lot more to worry about, so.
I know. So just growing it organically, and of course I do live Facebooks and tips. And I DM people that are in there. I share emails, I share free content. So it's been fun.
And how about your REI marketing show? Is that a podcast?
It is. So
talk about
fun.
That.
Yeah.
It is. It is fun, right? Just having the podcast, talking to people like yourselves. And I have a ball when I get to meet entrepreneurs. Yeah, I agree.
I do. And I've had 2 other podcasts in the past. One was longer interview style. The other one was interview, but it was like 15 minutes. Like, get in, give me some points and let's get out.
I love
so
that
really
idea.
Short and sweet. But I wanted to do something different. So I did it with my buddy, Aaron, who's the real estate copywriter. And so we just kind of like chit chat. It's like maybe 20 minutes long. It's not crazy long. It's on, you know, specific marketing. Mm-hmm. And so we both have a marketing, you know, background and knowledge. And of course he is also an investor. So he has some extra tips to like apply it directly to your business. So yeah, we just record and have fun while we're at it, and have gotten some good feedback so far that the tips are easy to glean and easy to implement.
No, I love that. And you can find that, I guess, on like Apple Podcasts and
for
any
sure.
player that's yeah. available. Okay.
The REI marketing show.
Right. REI. No, I'll definitely put that on the show notes. And you know, you have a book in you. I don't know if you know that.
I do have a book in me, and it's been a long time in coming, and it was going to be content marketing. And then I changed my mind, thought, oh, it's going to be for our real estate investors. So I'm like halfway done.
Okay.
I know. Aaron, my friend, my copywriter, is like, is your book done yet? I'm like, no.
That's okay. You'll have it done hopefully next year. Any books you recommend to my audience and your audience?
The one I'm reading right now is by Donald Miller, who does Story Brand, and it's Marketing Made Simple. Yeah, I love it. I'm working on it. It's like with some building website, and really helpful. And then the other one that I was reading for a client was Inbound Marketing Book by Tom Polland.
Well, I heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. And again, he breaks it down so it's like, it's easy to read and it's simple. Like it's not like, oh my God, I'm gonna fall asleep after page two because I don't understand what's going on. So yeah, little tips that it's like, oh, I knew that. Why didn't I do that?
No, I like these books. Okay, Marketing Made Simple and Inbound Marketing. Okay, definitely I'll put that on the show notes. I mean, first of all, Lindsay, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show. If somebody wanted to look for you, what's the best way?
I would go to smoothbusinessgrowth.com. And so they can check out, the REI Marketing Services and just the content marketing agency in general. And of course, if they want free content, they can go to reimarketingexperts.com/swipe. They get 2 weeks of free content.
All right, sounds good. Well, again, Lindsay, thank you so much for being on today's show. I really, really appreciate it.
No probs.
Well, everyone, that was Lindsay Phillips, and you can find that at smoothbusinessgrowth.com. That's smoothbusinessgrowth.com. Lindsay, thank you so much for being on Peer to Peer Real Estate Show. Really appreciate it. You can find me at peertopeerrealestate.com. That's peer2peerrealestate.com. Check out our past shows, our blog, and our resource page. Also, when you get a chance, please go to Apple Podcasts and look for us on Peer to Peer Real Estate Podcast. Please subscribe, leave a review. Tell us how we can make this show better. And before I go, guys, just a couple of more things. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it, guard it, protect it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I really believe you. If you keep the momentum going, good things will happen. Anyway, on behalf of Peer to Peer Real Estate, I'm Willie Morales. Until next time, thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and please stay safe. Bye.